We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Here's Patrick in Long Island. Patrick, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I mean, I can't complain, but who would listen anyway, right?
That's a very good point.
All right, how are you guys doing?
Great.
All right, so I got a little bit of a bone to pick with you, Craig. I'm sorry to say, but what's it? You're mocking the Henrik chant. Like, what else are we supposed to say?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I got nothing else. Give the man some credit, you know?
So let me ask you a question, because I, as a, you know, as a non-hockey guy...
But you knew that chant existed, right?
I didn't.
Come on.
So, like, when Lundqvist made a big save, like, late third period, you guys would all chant, Henrik! Is that what it was?
No, yeah, it's like, Henrik.
Quicker. Henrik. Henrik, yeah.
Come on! Oh, quicker.
Have you ever watched a Ranger game?
Yeah.
You never heard that?
No.
Really, man, when it comes down to it, what's better than hearing the entirety of Madison Square Garden chanting your name?
No, I agree. That'd be totally fresh.
And the other thing that you're missing, Craig, is when you... Okay, here's why you're wrong. Look back at other great athletes in this town.
Okay.
Reggie Jackson. What did Yankee fans chant? Reggie. Reggie. Derek Jeter, it was this. Derek Jeter.
I like that better.
And I do have one other point, if I may.
Okay.
One more time.
See, that at least incorporates clapping. All right, what else you got?
And if none of that's good enough, there's the infamous Potvin Sucks. Yeah.
I love the Potvin Sucks one. He always hated that, by the way.
Well, why don't you get over it? How about that?
I love the Potvin Sucks, but that's not germane to Henrik Lundqvist. Now, here would be a good one.
I mean, at what point does that become out there?
It's not germane to anything. It's the worst chant in sports.
It really is.
Potvin Sucks?
Oh,
why? Because it's outdated.
Because it's classic.
Well, I've been to games at the Garden. They're playing the Washington Capitals. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins conference finals, game 7 overtime. And, you know, some guy just wants to prove he can whistle. So we got a Potvin Sucks chant. It's ridiculous.
But Craig,
that's
awesome.
That's like if I were at a Yankee Astros ALCS game 7 and someone stood up and said, Carlton Fist sucks.
No, but
I'd be like, what the hell cares?
You missed the whole point. It is unique to the Ranger fan base.
Yeah, but
and it's gone on for quarter century.
But again, you guys deem that the Islanders are irrelevant to you, right?
Well,
they're the little guy.
Sure.
This guy hasn't played for the New York Islanders, and you wish you had him, but he hasn't played for the New York Islanders or in the NHL since I was personally 5 years
That's
old.
That's why it's so awesome.
It's outdated.
When they play the Islanders, great. Great. When they're not playing the Islanders,
Big Mac, even when they play the Islanders.
That's fine, though. When they play the Islanders, I don't
hate it. Our last caller sounded like he was in his late 20s. Sounded like a good dude.
Yeah.
He never saw him play.
That's the whole point of it.
You guys are
missing what's special about it. What's special about the Potvin Sucks thing is that it has stayed the test of time. That's why it's so special.
So if Met fans took the Keith Hernandez Don Mattingly rivalry seriously,
but
we just
didn't.
Started chanting Mattingly sucks.
But they never did.
Okay, but let's say
there's a reason why no one else has ever done it.
No, but here's what you're missing. You guys are going to come up with other possibilities or try to use other rivalries to make a point. But here's the thing. You don't have to make it up. Like, this lives.
Yeah, but
this
he hasn't played in 34 years,
That's
Craig.
That's the beauty of
Get
it.
Get over it.
It's not about getting over of it.
He
it's
was on a dynasty. You guys will never have a dynasty.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I know
part offends you, Big Mac, even though we're on the same side.
Yeah.
And so just bear with me here.
I'm not offended.
Thank you. You're never going to have that.
That's
so
fine.
Get over it.
So you're an Islander fan, so I see where this this demeanor is coming from.
Well, it's beneath you.
The beauty of Potvin Sucks is that it has lasted. It's special.
Because you losers have nothing else to chant.
It's special.
Sorry, that was too far.
That's okay. No worries. Like, to me, I think it's great because it exists. Yeah, like, so you can't use any other example because it doesn't exist.
Right, I understand that. But that doesn't make it good just because it's been around forever. Like, I disagree.
Yeah, it does. No, it doesn't. Are you a Ranger fan?
I am.
Wow.
And I just said, I happened to go during that stretch when they were in the playoffs with Lundqvist. I went to a bunch of, quick ride over to the Garden. Well, back when we used to get press passes.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Garden all the time.
I
was in that building for a ton of those playoff games, and I always hated it.
Do you really?
Wait, so, I hated it.
So when the crowd, and you knew when it was coming.
Oh, yeah, because someone wants to prove they can whistle. That's all it's about. Because it's the same guy who does it over and over. It comes from the same three guys in the building all night long.
I think it's great.
Do you think that if we ask people based on age, do you think those under 35 or 40 would actually agree with what Big Mac is saying? As a Ranger fan, forget me. Put me aside because I am biased. I admit that.
I would say there's a chance they don't understand it. But they love it. Like, they don't know why they're doing it for some people.
Right.
But I don't think any Ranger fan's going to say, oh, I hate it when we do that. I think
why?
They love it.
You don't think there are some Met fans who hate the wave? They just realize it's dumb?
But again, the wave was something that wasn't unique to the Mets. Every stadium did the wave. This is a very unique, special type of thing.
It's unique because it's almost like... Craig, it's unique because it's stupid.
Nah, it's not
stupid.
It's awesome.
That.
It's like the Red Wings throwing an octopus on the ice, I guess. Like, it's unique. Why do they do that? Nobody knows, but it's their thing.
It's dumb.
Hot Van sucking is the Ranger fan
it's
thing.
It's dopey. You're chanting about a guy who hasn't played
in
30-plus years.
Well, there's a reason they started it.
And a guy who's won more cups than you'll ever see in your lifetime.
It's not about that.
Yeah, I don't agree with your argument.
I'm sorry. Well,
I just think it's
from a different
perspective. I hate it in a big game. I'm into a big game. It's Ovechkin on the ice. I'm trying to beat the Penguins or the Capitals. And I'm worried about Potvin.
You know where I
agree? Why are we bothering with that?
Big Mac, I'll give you one that I think compares well. I'm a diehard Met fan. When the Mets are playing a big game and they're playing well, it pisses me off when my fellow Met fans chant Yankees suck. If we're not playing the Yankees, why are we chanting
that?
That's
not even a thing.
No, it is a thing.
Like,
you're dead wrong, actually.
Do you know the origin of why Potvin sucks?
Yeah, but wait a second.
Do you know?
I do.
Okay.
But you can't say Yankees suck isn't a thing. I don't think you go to Citi Field or Shea Stadium to know that any time the Mets win a big game, not every time, but most times, there will be a Yankees suck chant.
Potvin sucks!
Don't act like that doesn't happen. It does. Now, what's your opinion on that?
On saying Yankees suck?
The Yankees suck chant
it's
coming
different.
Out of...
You know it's different.
Why is it different?
Because it is different.
We're
you
not
know
playing the Yankees.
You know it's different.
It's exactly
I
Big
understand
Mac's...
that you're trying to stick up for the honors.
Big
I respect
Mac.
That.
It has nothing to do with that. I'm standing up for Big Mac. Big Mac, does that
Big
make
Mac.
Sense to you?
No.
As a Ranger fan saying
doesn't
this is irrelevant,
sense.
We're playing a big game against the Penguins.
Yes.
I got to hear this.
No, I hate when I hear it.
Okay. Is that not the same as what I'm saying with
no.
the Yankees suck chant?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's about an individual player that broke Ulf Nilsson's ankle, and he has to deal with the reality of that for the rest of his life.
Yeah, but most people don't know or care about that.
And by the way, Dennis Potvin himself has spoken on this in the past. It really bothers him.
Well,
do it 100 times a game when they're playing the Islanders. I don't care. I hate it when it's in a big game against someone else.
Well, you guys have no fun. You guys are like the fun police. Wah! I hate it when we do something that 18,000 people like.
By the way, I'm getting a text message from a friend of mine who is a diehard Ranger fan.
Go ahead.
He's a season ticket holder.
How old is he?
He is 60 years old.
All right, great. Perf.
He says real fans despise the Potvin sucks chant.
Well, I love when you have to now...
He says, quote, losers chanting, period.
I love when we have to now classify people that like it as fake fans.
That's what he said in his words.
I'm a real fan, and I don't like it. Okay.
Well, Craig, I'm just quoting him.
Yeah.
This is not my... I'm just saying what he said. I respect him. Diehard Ranger fan. Always was very tough on...
You respect him because he's preaching to your choir.
No, we used to argue about Lundqvist. He was very tough on Lundqvist. Thought that the salary cap hit that Lundqvist had on the Rangers was detrimental to the team. So, look, he could be right, wrong. In this case, he's right.
You guys suck.
No, we don't.
You do.
Why
you guys have to complicate something so pure as Potvin sucking.
Why do you even disagree? You don't even care.
Because it's the Ranger fan thing, so I respect it.
Yeah, but what if Ranger fans truly hate it?
But they don't, because they keep doing it.
Does Boomer hate it?
I don't know.
Test
I have
him.
No idea.
No, I'm curious. I genuinely don't know the answer. I'm very curious. What does Boomer think of it?
He probably knows Dennis Potvin and feels bad for the guy. Is he alive still, Potvin?
Wait a second. So you think?
I'm not going to ask. I mean, I can ask if you want.
Oh, you're not curious?
By the way, will you do the whistle for me there, Big Mac?
I'm not. I can whistle a tune. I can't loud whistle like that.
No? Can you? Potvin sucks!
Right in the middle of a big game against the Penguins. Game 7. Coming back from 3-1 down. We're really interested in the game. We're all into it. Let's just throw in a weird chant out of nowhere. I'm not focused on the game in front of me. That's what it makes me think.
Stop.
It makes me think that no one cares about
the
actual game.
Right.
It's all about a whistle and trying to get... Like, we're not excited in a big-time playoff game?
Let me ask you a question. It's the same as Yankee Stadium.
Oh, stop.
Exactly the same.
You're distracted by it. Come on. Can you name another chant in any sport? And if you can, please do. Mm-hmm. I'm not suggesting it doesn't exist. I just don't know.
Go ahead.
That has a musical interlude?
I have to really think about that.
I'm not sure if there is one, but I know that one's got one. Do, 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 do,
yes.
Do, do, do.
I got
do,
one.
Do, 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 do.
I don't know if you heard it. When the Yankees play the Red Sox and things are going bad for the Yankees, in the middle of Sweet Caroline, some may chant, no, no, no.
That, listen.
Bad, bad, bad.
That was you in a one-off to mock my dear friend Chris McMonagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that was. Now, here's the real question. Like, if you're at the Garden, all right, and it'll happen tonight, I imagine, because everyone's going to be in such a good mood and probably drinking, right? Who has the authority to start the official whistle that will result in 18,000 or thereabouts people going, Pod Van sucks? Like, if I just started whistling, we're not getting nothing, obviously.
If you have a strong enough whistle.
Like, you have to have a really strong whistle.
If you have a really powerful tongue or lips, however the hell you whistle.
Yeah.
And you were able to fire off a loud whistle, especially when it's sort of quiet. Yeah, you can get it going.
Nah, I can't. I don't have a strong enough whistle. My whistle's lame. Yeah, and I can whistle both ways, sucking in and blowing out. Makes me special amongst the guys.
If I put up a Twitter poll, do you think you would win Podman Sucks or no?
Yeah, clearly.
You think so?
100%.
What do you think, Big Mac?
That'd be one of my easiest poll wins of all time.
I don't know. I think it'd be pretty close. I think it'd be closer than you think. He probably would win, though.
How are you positioning the poll, though?
Do you like the Pot Van Sucks?
Well, no. Here's the problem with it. You're going to have Islander fans voting no.
So what do you want me to do? Say Ranger fans only.
No, you can't. You can't do that either. So it's not a real poll.
So you're already saying results are fake no matter what.
Here's what you do.
What?
Tonight, grab a couple buddies. Have someone standing at every entrance to the Garden tonight and hand out a flyer. Have people fill it out and bring it back to you after the first period.
I would do that.
And then count them all up.
You know what? Anyone who's going to the game tonight, take your phone out and interview 15 people and ask them, do you like this?
Oh, well,
send us the video, and that's how we'll determine it.
Listen, here's the real thing. Do you think at any time during the ceremony, you get a Pot Van Sucks thing?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
I think 50-50
That's disrespectful.
To whom?
To Lundqvist.
No, it's a Ranger
thing. It's about him.
Tonight's about the fans, too, though.
It's about Henrik Lundqvist. It's about your Patrick Ewing. I think that's the best equivalence for you as a Knick fan. He was the Ranger fans' Patrick Ewing, a great player who, to the fault of, I think, management and the roster around him, never had a good enough team to win a championship. I mean, is that not a fair way to describe it? Wasn't his fault. Do you know how good Henrik Lundqvist was in Game 7s? Do you?
Yeah. It's great.
Okay. Do you know he has the most, or I think he's tied for the most, Game 7 victories in the history of the NHL playoffs?
He was great. Great.
I think his goals against average in Game 7 was like 1-1-8. He was an all-time clutch player in the postseason, except for overtime games he sucked. But in Game 7s, guy was automatic.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, ask yourself this. Why did the Rangers not win a cup in the Lundqvist era? Why?
Great question.
It's why I have a name that's going up on the blame poll at 5 o'clock, and it is Ranger-related.
Is that right?
That's
right. I can't
wait
to hear that at 5 o'clock.
I know you're excited.
I am very excited to hear that. I can see where that's going. I'm going to have to do damage control after that one.
No, I think Ranger fans would agree with me.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not saying this with vitriol. I'm saying this as someone who understands what it's like not to win. That's how I'm saying it. I haven't won anything. I'm a loser, dude.
Have you ever met Dennis Potvin?
I have not. No, I've never met him.
Mm. You know, it does haunt him. It does bother him. Yeah.
Or the origin of the chant.
No, he understands, you know, when he broke Ulf Nilsson's ankle back in 79, he obviously knows that the fan base is not going to react well to that. There's a lot of Ranger fans that think if Ulf Nilsson doesn't get hurt, they beat Montreal and win the cup that year. That is a belief amongst hockey
fans. Yeah, there's
fans.
Also a belief amongst Net fans that John Starks broke Kenny Anderson's wrist. And we don't bitch all the time and chant about John Starks in our building.
Maybe you should.
Should we?
Maybe you should.
All right, let's start something, losers. Whistle, whistle, whistle. John Starks sucks.
Feel free if that makes you happy. My only point is I think Pod Fan understood the why, but years later it was like, come on. We're still doing that?
Well, he's right.
Yeah. So I think it did bother him. Probably more than he ever let on. I remember seeing an interview in the last maybe 5 years, not like yesterday, where someone said to him, just out of curiosity, like, your reaction to, you know, still them using your name at the Garden. Even at, like, Justin Bieber concerts, you'll hear, Pod Fan sucks. And Bieber's like, who are you talking about? What do you mean?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not happy about it. Like, it bothered
him. Does it make him feel better knowing that, and I think you'd agree with me, a good portion of that building has no idea why they're chanting it. No idea.
I don't know.
Because I don't mean this as any disrespect to Ranger fans, but I don't think the 27-year-old Ranger fan really has an idea of an Islander player that played years before they were born and why you dislike him.
It's kind of like a go-along, get-along thing.
Yes.
Like everyone else is doing it, so I'm going to do it. Seems like harmless fun.
Did you text Boomer?
About... this one?
Yes.
No, Boomer just got back to me about the tickets for tonight.
Well, I'm sure he said no, right?
He said the tickets are already spoken for. Sorry, as I know how big a hockey fan you are. So you want me to say,
do you support? Like, don't you think it's time to move on from it, or do you like it? Give him, like, a choice.
Do you like?
Do you like the Pod Fan Sucks chant, or are you ready to move on from this?
Hold on a second. All right. I'll text
Brian. I'm really curious. I don't know if he's ever commented on the air. I mean, you were his partner for a decade. I would hope you knew.
I avoided hockey at all costs. Other than playing it, or do you think it should...
Except playing it.
Should end, right?
Yeah.
Do you like the Pod Fan Sucks chant, or do you think
would it change your perspective if a diehard fan like Boomer says, yeah, I think it's stupid?
No, because I believe in the masses. And the masses still do it, so they must like
it. The masses are just following along because they have no idea what they're doing.
Like, so I appreciate their outliers. Big Mac is a Ranger fan. He doesn't like it. Boomer's a Ranger fan. We'll find out if he likes it. My gut is that he doesn't, especially as a former pro athlete, right? But the masses, the mob likes it.
Do you like...
So I go with the mob.
I know this is tough because you're a Yankee fan now. Do you like Met fans chanting Yankees suck at games that don't involve the Yankees?
I think it's cute.
See, that's the problem.
I think it's, look at them saying that the Yankees suck.
That answer right there is exactly why us Met fans have to stop. Can Darren do it from the 7 line? Does he have enough power?
You know what I thought was interesting about last night? Pete Alonso had no idea who the 7 line was.
He had no idea?
Yeah, that fascinated me last night.
Yeah. Do you know who Darren looks like?
No.
I think this is a compliment.
Oh,
Darren looks just like John Cena. I couldn't get over it.
Not even close.
I could not get over it.
Maybe like an anorexic John Cena.
Well, no, look, he's not as built as John. I think Darren will tell you that. But I was sitting behind him. And so I looked down. I was like, oh, that's Darren. Oh, my God. Yeah. He has the same, like, John Cena look.
You know what I love about
the box head and everything? He's John Cena.
You know what I love about when people take your picture and they put it out publicly, as FN put out a lot of the pictures we took with all the listeners last night? Are the comments we get in the pictures?
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah. So it was me, whatever random people, Pete Alonso, and then Evan was on the right side. I'm on the left side. So we bookend Alonso and the people taking the picture, like the fans or the listeners, right?
Right.
So one of the ones I got was, "Who's the cute chick on the right side?" Meaning you.
What?
I got that one. And then I got, hey, Craig, looks like your blood pressure's high. Like, how could you tell from a picture?
You're asking for comments when a picture's out there.
Yeah, like all we did, and then other than Evan, everyone, me and P were both wearing flannel shirts.
Right.
So and then a couple guys were taking pictures. They had flannel shirts on. So I got that thing. Like, we were, I think we were referred to as, what do you call
lumberjacks?
That we were a gay lumberjack boy band. I got a few of those.
Bro, did you hear what a guy said to me right next to Pete Alonso? It actually made me feel uncomfortable.
I don't know. I'll tell you.
So guy comes up, and everybody's so nice. Hey, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you. Guy comes up to me, looks at me. Pete's standing, you know, right next to me, and says, so Evan, be honest. Did it grow? You're standing next to Pete Alonso.
I like
her. Is it a little, and then he's chubby?
Yeah.
And I was like, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah. Did you have a chubby?
No.
Evan. Come on.
Not.
You didn't have a chubby standing next to Pete?
No.
All right. That's a good question, though.
It's a fine question if it was just me and him or me and you.
Yeah, but did Pete hear the question?
I think he did.
Oh, then it's a tough one.
Or if he didn't, if he heard it, he was making believe he didn't hear it. But it was a very weird question.
Yeah, and you're denying that you did.
Of
just,
course.
Just for on the record.
For the record, on the record, off the record, all over the record. Yeah. No, of course not.
Mm?
It's not like it was DeGrom comedy night.
I said, oh, you would have been in the bathroom if it was DeGrom. I got to see if I can get DeGrom to do a night like that.
Oh, come on. Get that done.
I'll put some calls
I in. Love Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
Like, I love that guy.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what I would do if I met him. I'd probably awkwardly ask to hug him. I think
so
I would.
The two guys that I've offered, again, all the money goes to charity. The two guys that I've offered a comedy night for their respective charities are Aaron Boone and David Wright. But the David Wright one would be a roast.
And he's accepted that?
No, he's not yet. He is not. Yes. We haven't even started the negotiation process, but he's not accepted that
yet. One of my favorite parts of the night is when you were on stage saying that we initially wanted to roast Pete Alonso, and Pete took over your act for a second.
Yeah, so I go on stage and I said, listen, just to give you the genesis of this, I first reached out to Pete and I said, we want to roast you. And Pete stood up in the back of the comedy club and, you know, cursed me out.
He was great.
And then I think I followed up by saying, but then we all agreed that, you know, having played for the Wilpons, he'd been roasted
enough.
That
was a great line.
So there you go.
And he loved it.
Yeah. And then that was it.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com. We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.